Lord, we're so close. Bring us the rest of the way. Baptize us in this last part, which is none other than the fullness of your agape. That we love you more than ourselves. And would love you more than the world. And that we would love them as you've loved us and given yourself for us. Jesus. Jesus. Bring us the rest of the way. This last little bit of ground that has to be crossed. Baptize us as a church, as a body, as people that whoever is truly, truly doing the message. Kill us, Lord. Kill us, Lord. The last bit of self-ambition and exaltation. The last bit of having to have our will done in this life. Jesus. Mahelech olemanse. The last is the agape of God. To love one another as you've loved us and given yourself for us. There is no greater, hear, O Israel, there is no greater commandment than to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and soul and mind and strength. And the second is like unto the first, is to love thy neighbor as thyself. In this stands all the law and the prophets. Jesus, Maha El Unde Kia Kimakiet. We beg of you, Jesus. We beg of you, as the light of this church is the candle that's been set on a hill that cannot be hid. Take us the rest of the way. Bring us into this fullness, Lord. Let us walk into that room of love. No man can turn from that we lay down our lives as he laid down his. He said, some of you that are watching and some of you are in here, actually, as I just said that, he said, no, it's many. Many have not been to the blood recently. And I'm talking about not only the order of the blood of the born again experience, but the same blood that produced that or brought that forth. I'm talking about the essence of the blood of 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Some of you haven't been to the blood recently, and some of you need to go to the blood this morning. I've never said this in a service. I can't remember. So I had no intention on doing it this morning. He said, there's those that know me, and there's those that are watching. You've listened to things recently. You've heard things recently. You've allowed things to go on in your thoughts without stopping them. And the Lord says, you come into church And that's, you think just because time has went on that he had forgotten about it. Some of you are angry. Okay, now, I had no intention. Some of you are angry at a brother or a sister or somebody that you think owes you something or did something against you. There's only one remedy. That's the blood. And when the church at large comes in cleansed, when they're already washed and free from, we're going to enter into another level of agape. The Lord said, my people have not heard these things for many generations, nor participated in my priesthood of cleansing them. For you can walk free in conscience and go many days and many seasons with no sense of necessity for repentance. And the witness is on the inside of you of where you stand. But do not take this for granted. There is a cleansing necessary for you to participate in often. When I lay upon you the intercession in your spirit to go to that place and simply ask me to forgive. Yes, sir. He said, this last day generation has been taught against repentance and asking for forgiveness. And when they did, had any understanding, they thought that it was a momentary thing that they could speak and ask for forgiveness, present tense, and go out and commit the same things again. Ole idiato pascate de. It is my love. It is my love, saith the Spirit of the Lord. For my love worketh no ill against its neighbor, says the Spirit of the Lord. Love will not look. Love will not touch. Love will not speak. Love will not lay hands on anything unclean. Love is the first and the greatest of all commandments. You'll save your children by that love. You'll save your household. I'm graduating you to another place, saith the Spirit of grace. Go to that place. For many of you, it's necessary. Even this morning,